Okay, today's blot is Daf Lamed Aleph. We're going to begin on the last blot, last line of Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. Says the Gemara, La'olam yei odem amvason kehillel. A person should be as humble as Hillel, by yei kapten kashamai, and not be as tough as Shammai was. Says the Gemara, Ma'aseh b'shnei bnei odem. There was a story with two people, Shehimru Zezah, they made a bet. Amra. And Tosfos points out under what circumstances a bet works, that it's binding. We'll talk about it when we learn Masechta Baba Metzia. Amra, Kami Shielich V'yaknei Tes Hillel, whoever could get Hillel angry, Yitel Dalamei Zuz, will win 400 Zuz. Amra Echad Mehem, Ani Aknetenu, I'll be successful. Oysi Yoyim Erev Shabbos Haya, it was Friday, the Hillel Chafef Es Roshah, and Hillel was washing his hair, L'Kovet Shabbos, Holach V'Ova Al Pesach Beisah. So this person walked by Hillel's home, Amar Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel, is Hillel here? Nisatef. So Hillel got dressed, V'Yotz L'Krosa, and he went to greet this person, Amloi B'ni Matam Avakish, my son, what do you need? Amloi Sh'eli Yeshli L'Shal, I have a question. Amloi Sh'nal B'ni Shal, ask, what's your question? Why are the heads of people from Bavel round? Amaleser responded to him, Bini, Sheila Gedoyla Shalta. It's a wonderful question. And the Yaakov explains, because this is the way a Rebbe is supposed to react as Talmidim. Even if the question isn't that great, you should always try to say that the question is great to encourage the Talmidim to ask. Mibnei, the reason their heads have this round shape is she'en lem chayis pichos. Their midwives aren't real experts, and when they draw the baby out of the mother's womb, they don't do it in such a good fashion that they should be successful. Holach v'hintman sha'achas. So he waited another hour. Chos v'amar, and he came back. Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Is Hillel here? So again, Hillel goes to greet him. Amli b'ni ma'atim avakish, what do you need? Amli sheli yeshli l'shal, I have a question. Amli shal b'ni shal, ask. B'bnei ma'inayim shal trumidoyim trutos. Why are the eyes of the people from Talmudei small? Amli b'ni sheli g'day l'shalta. You asked a great question. B'bnei shigar darim ben acholos. They live in a place where there's a lot of sand. So there's two ways of explaining this answer. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them in a way that they should have small eyes, because since they live in a very sandy area, we don't want that their eyes should get adversely affected, so they have small eyes. The other answer is, because they live in a sandy area, it affects their eyes that they got small. Holach v'shimtim sha'achas. He waited another while. Chaz v'ama mikan hillel, mikan hillel. The sa'atif yosei. Keeps on schlepping hillel out of the shower. Amli b'ni ma'atem avakish. What's your question? Amli sheli yeshli lishal. Amli shnabil shal. Mibnei ma'regleim shel afrikaim rechovos. Why are the feet of the Africans wide? Amli b'ni sheli g'day l'shalta. Neshedorim ben bitzei hamayim. They live in a very swampy area. So again, similar to Tupshotim. Either because they live in a swampy area, so they need to walk a lot, and they need strong support on the legs, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them with wide legs. Or the other way of explaining is that since they walk so much without shoes in such an area, that caused that their feet should get wider. Amr lois, so this person tells Hillel, She'elois harbe yesh li lishal, I have many questions. Om misyari ani shem tichos, I'm concerned that you're going to get upset with all my questions. So Hillel sat. Ask anything you want. Atu Hillel, are you Hillel Shekaren Oischa Nasi Yisrael, that you are called the Nasi Yisrael? Amalei Hain, yes. Amalei Atuhu La Yibur Kamoischa Yisrael. So he said, if that's who you are, I don't need, Klai Yisrael should not have many people like you. Amalei B'ni Mepnei Ma, why are you so upset? Because of you, I lost a bet of $100, $400. So he told him, you have to be careful, Hillel responds to him. it's worth that you should lose 400 zuz. V'dal mezuz, another 400 zuz. V'hilaloi yakpid. So firstly, the Mashal says, why is it 2 times 400? He lost $400 that he's going to have to pay, and then he lost another $400 that he was expecting to earn. So it's 800 zuz that he lost altogether. But the Mefarshim say very beautiful pshat. He expected Hillel to react strongly because he's a Nasi. And a Nasi has to have a certain status. So he says, Atu Nasi Shib Yisrael, are you a Nasi? A Nasi, Tamachachim Shemachal Kavoidoi, has no right to be Moichel on his Kavod. So Hillel said like this, you're right. When I'm in the position of Nasi, when I'm sitting in front of the shul and I'm the Rav, so I have, there's a certain stature and status that a Rav has to maintain. But when you talk to me as a regular person, just because I'm the Nasi doesn't mean I'm not a regular person, and doesn't mean I have to react to other people not in a regular manner. Hillel, I'm still Hillel. That's his Kedayu Hillel. It's Kedai that I should always remember that I remain a regular person Hillel, like everybody else. That lesson is the most important lesson that I should teach you. The Hillel, the I remain Hillel, that's Lo Yakbid, that's not a Makbid, that's not a tough person. This is Sechachamim. There was a guy that came in front of Shammai. How many Torahs does Klal Yisrael have? We have two. Torah Shebiksav, the Torah Shebapeh. I believe in Torah Shebiksav, Shebapeh ain't my mincha, but I don't believe in Torah Shebapeh. So I'm asking you to convert me. I'm not sure to many Torah Shebiksav. I only want Torah Shebiksav. Goraboy. So Shammai got angry. He chased him out. So he came to Hillel and Gairi, and Hillel converted him. And Rashi explains, because Hillel saw that this person will be a true ger. The first day, he started teaching the alabeis. That's the beginning of Yahadus. So he taught him alabeis gimel dalad. The next day, he told him, maybe the Aleph is a Tuf, and maybe the Tuf is a Beis. How do we know that Aleph is an Aleph, and that the sound of an Aleph is the way we have it? It's because we learned it from our parents and our teachers. So he says, you know what, I'm going to say it differently. Yesterday you told me this is an Aleph, and today you told me this is an Aleph. What is it? You're relying on me. So you have to rely. That is what Torah is all about. It's all based on a Messiah. And you have to rely on the Torah Shabbat Peh. If you don't rely on the Torah Shabbat Peh, there is no Torah Shabbat Ksav.
But the
Gerus
took place after
So that's the question. Ramayishev has a very important shuvah on this. We all know that halacha is that if a ger is not willing to accept even one din, and if a ger is not willing to accept one din, you can't take him as a ger. And here, this person didn't want to accept Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the basis of Yadus. So Rashi says that Hillel knew that Hillel accepted. But that's not good enough. If somebody would come to a Rav today, to Beis Din, and say, make me a ger, I'm not going to accept something, but you see that this person is a good person, and down the road you could figure out that you anticipate that he'll follow all the Torah mitzvahs. The gerus is invalid, because he has to accept it all right then. So what's Rashi answering? This is Ramosh has in a tshuva. So Ramosh learns Pshat in the Gemara very beautiful. Ramosh says Pshat in the Gemara wasn't that this person wasn't ready to accept all of Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh. He was ready to do every mitzvah. He just said, "Any mamincha, I have a hard time believing in Torah Shabbat Peh. I'm going to do it. If that's what it means to be a Jew, I'll do it. I just have a hard time philosophically, theologically accepting what Torah Shabbat Peh is." On that, since he's actually being mekayim to Torah mitzvahs, and the only issue is, how much he believes in it, on that Hillel could trust that with the time, his emunah and Torah Shabbat Peh will also come, but there was never a shayla being mekayim to mitzvahs.
So Shammai want to work with
like this? Shammai felt no. That was exactly the machlekes. Shammai held that the fact that he's being mekayim to mitzvahs, he doesn't believe in them, it's not enough. You can't rely on what will be. You have to have the belief. Without the belief, even with the keem, it's inadequate. That's exactly the machlokes. Continues the Gemara. There was another story with a guy that came to Shammai. Teach me the whole Torah when I'm standing on one foot. What is standing on one foot? Let's learn Pashim Shana Gemara. Then he wants all of Torah summarized in one sentence. Dachvay b'masa binyan. So he chased them away, he pushed them away with a stick, like a ruler that they used to build. And the Pashim Shana the Gemara, again, before we say more Pshatim, is the Mefarshim say that Shammai was a builder. He was a builder for a profession. That's why he had that in his hand. And the proof that that's what Shammai did. Chayv Salvava says that Shammai was a builder. So he pushed him away with the ruler that he had in his hand. Balafnei Hillel, and he came to Hillel, Gairei, and he accepted him. And then he said, Amai, and he told him, what is the one rule? Dalach Sanech, whatever you hate, L'chavrach Lo Savit. Don't do to your friend. Whatever you wouldn't want done to yourself, don't do to somebody else. Zui kol ha-Torah kula. That's the whole Torah. V'idach perusha. The rest of the Torah is a explanation. Fil gemara, now you can learn the rest of it. So, first of all, who is l'chavruch? One pshat is that you should treat your friend right. You have to, I have to l'reacha kamoicha. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is, what about all the, that will cover all the mitzvahs that are ben adam l'chaveroi. What about all the mitzvahs that are ben adam l'makim? How are they covered? So Rashi says that we find that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is called also our chava. Re'echa v're'a avicha al tazoiv. So don't do what your friend doesn't like means Hashem. So now that's Posh Pshan Gemara. Now let's start. The first thing is we said Dochvei b'mas habinyan. He pushed him away with the ruler in his hand. So I saw three pshatim in that. There are probably many more, but I'll tell you three. One pshat is that he wanted that all of Torah should be reduced to one sentence. So Shammai told him, just like when you build a house or you build a structure, you have to have a big foundation. You can't just have one little stick as a foundation. He said Torah cannot be reduced to one stick. You need Torah has a lot of bases to it. Yiddishkeit is not just one stick. Why did he push him away? Because, you know, when you use a ruler, when a builder uses a ruler, it has to be exact. If a room has to be a foot long, you say, all right, it'll be only 11 inches, it'll be 13 inches. It won't work. It has to be exact. Shammai took a ruler and he said, Yiddishkeit has to be the way it's supposed to be. There's no room for saying it one rule or two rules. You have to take all of it. And if you're not ready to take all of it, then you shouldn't take it. A third pshat I saw from the Bava Rebbe is a beautiful pshat. He says like this, you know, life isn't always easy. It isn't even always easy for Frumi Eden. There are challenges in life. So we don't understand a lot of things in this world. We see these challenges, we see these issues, but we don't understand them. Why don't we understand them? Because life is like a building in progress. When you walk into a building that's being built, it doesn't look like anything. If anything, the rooms don't look like they make any sense. Things are total in disarray. You could get hurt. Something could fall on you. You could fall. You could trip. But then, after the building is built, it's what do you call it? It's all perfect. This ger came to Shammai, and he told Shammai, I'm ready to become a ger, but I want you to guarantee that life will be perfect. I become a frum yid, and everything will be perfect. So Shammai took out the Amas HaBinyan. He said, life is like a building. It doesn't look right, and maybe you think it's not perfect, but it's like a building. There is a cheshbon. We don't understand the cheshbon. And if you can't accept that, then you can't accept being a Jew. So now the question is, on Hillel. Hillel told him, Dalach Sanach L'chavrech L'Safit, which is another way of saying, V'haft L'Reacha Kamoicha. So the question is, first of all, like we said, that doesn't cover any of the mitzvahs ben adam l'makom. And is that all of Torah reduced to one sentence? So the Chassidish Sfarim say, they say beautiful, that a person who can't be mekabel ahavas Yisrael cannot be a Jew. The basis of being a Jew is you have to be ready to be an oy of Yisrael. So if you want to become a ger, first we have to say, are you ready to be ahavas Yisrael? And the explanation that they say is very beautiful. You know, we're right before Shavuos. And the question is, we know that everybody was by Kabbalah of Torah. Even we who weren't in the world yet, our neshamas were there. So the question the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks is about the Geirim. How were they by Kabbalah of Torah? So he says, that the gerim were there too. Now, how do you know if a ger comes to you, was his neshama by Har Sinai or not? How do I know? So he says, if you see that the ger is a ger who's ready to be an Oyev Yisrael, then you know that that is a ger that was, that his neshama was by Kabbal Satira. If he's not a person who's ready, then he can't be, then he wasn't by Kabbal Satira. And they say, along that line, the original used to say, his question was like this. He asked, I understand Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. I understand these Yom Tovim. Pesach and Sukkos are Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos are Zeich L'Matan Torah. He said, but I don't understand the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres. What is Shmini Atzeres? What does that represent? I don't understand that Yontif. Where does that fit in to our Yom Tovim? What is Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara says, Kosha Lai Pridaschem. So Poshpshah, we always learn that. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want you to stay with me. Kashlai Pridaschem is I want you all to be be'achdus. Kashlai Pridaschem, the Klal Yisrael be'pirud. That's why we all dance in a circle together in Simchas Torah. We're all equal. In a circle, there's no number one and no number ten. We're all equal. So Tila told him that's pshat in Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the Loch Sanach L'Chavruch L'Savit. We all have to be together. That is what Shmini Atzeres is. If that's your last question, I answered it. Others say, the Loch Sane, what is sonui, what is hated, what is something that should be hated? The Yetzahara. The Yetzahara who should be hated, L'chavruch L'Savit. Don't turn the Yetzahara into your friend. So it's, so what do you call it? So it shouldn't be Ben Adam L'makot. And so another pshat, one more thing, is like this. And that's how the question that we asked, where do Ben Adam L'makom and Ben Adam L'chaver Mitzvahs get included in this? A very nice pshat with a mashal. I walk into your house and I see the tables and chairs in one spot and the couch in another place and the break front in a third place. And I say, you know, I don't think that this makes sense. I would have the couch here and the table here. What do you tell me? He says, look, in your house you could do whatever you want. In your house you could do whatever you want. But this is my house, and this is the way I want to have my house set up. When a Jew comes to Torah Mitzvahs, so you know, everybody knows better. If it was up to me, I would write the Torah this way, I would do it that way. So he said, the Loch Sanach, just like in your affairs, you don't want somebody to tell you how to do it, L'chavruch L'Savit, don't do that to God either. God set up the world, and God set up Torah Mitzvahs the way He wants. We aren't here to tell Him what to do, we're here to do what He told us to do. Continues the Gemara. I mean, there's a lot of drush on this, but there's a daf yomi. Shuv ma'is v'nachri achad shayavu over achuri beis hamedrash. He was walking behind the shul v'shama kol sofer. He heard a melamed, a rabbi shayomer, was teaching chumash. It says in the parasuk ve'el abugadim. These are the garments ashiyasu that should be made for the kohen gadol choshen ve'efet. Am halolumi. Who wore these garments? Amr lo l'kain gadol. The kain gadol wore them. Amr oisu nachr ba'atzmai. So this guy said to himself, Eilch v'sgayr, I'm willing to become a ger, b'shvil shi'yisamuni kain gadol, in order that I should become a kain gadol. Balfnei shama, and he came to shama, Amr lo gareni am nashi t'simeni kain gadol. Make me a convert with the condition that I should become a kain gadol. Dachvei ba'amas menesh b'yadai. So he chased him away. Again, why? Because this person made the mistake of thinking that Klal Yisrael is only made up of chashva people, of a kohen gadol. So he said, no, it's like a foundation. Just like we said before, a foundation is very big. Klal Yisrael is made up of a lot of people. It's not just kahuna. Balafnei Hillel Gairi. Omlei, klum amidim melech. Just like before we appoint a king, we only appoint a king. Elamishi yedei tachsichim malchus. Somebody knows the rules. Lech lemoy tachsich se malchus. You want to be kohen gadol? Let's sit and learn. Holch v'kar, so they opened up a chumash. Kivin shegit, they came to the pasuk of azar kar of yumas, that somebody who's not a kohen is, if he comes to do the avodah, is chayiv misa. Amalei, so the ger asked Tilla, mikra zeh mi nemer, regarding whom is this pasuk said? Amalei, afila David melech Yisrael. Even David melech Yisrael can't do the avodah because he's not a kohen. Nos osu ger kavachayim v'atzmai. So the ger made a kavachayim. Oma Yisrael, somebody who's born into the Jewish people, shenikra banim l'makom, Umitoich Ava Shahavim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael so much, Korlem, he calls us B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, my son, my firstborn. Still, regarding these great people, says the Pasuk, Siv Aleim Azar, Karv Yumas, Ger Akal, I, a ger, who am a stranger, Shabbat v'maklum tamila, what am I coming with? My stick and my coat. I have nothing with me. I don't have a yichas. Alachs kam v'kama, that I have no right. Balach ne shemai. So now I came to Shammai. I'm a klum royani liyos klein godl. Was I worthy to be klein godl? For like sivatar v'zor v'karv yumas. So why don't you just tell me that instead of just pushing me away? Balach ne hillel. I'm a amason hillel. You humble person hillel. You nuch lecha brachas aroshecha. You should be benched. You should be blessed. Shekraftani tachas kanfei shechina. Because of you, I came close to Klal Yisrael. L'yomim. And then there was a story. Nizdavdu shlokish tam l'mokam echad. These three people from the previous three stories that all became gerim met. Omru kaptenosai shel Shammai. Shammai's toughness bikshula to tournament oilam almost took us away from this world, from this beautiful Klal Yisrael that we're part of. I'm in Sosa Shalhil, but Hill's humbleness, Kirvuna Tax Kishkina, made us come closer. Amrish Lagosh. Maidik said there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Vahaya Munasi Tacha Chos in Yeshua Chachm Vidas. Explains the Gemara that this Pasuk refers to the Shishi Siddur Mishnah. Amuna is a Seydiz Roim. It refers to Seydiz Roim. So Rashi explains why is Amuna, what's Amuna in Seydiz Roim? Because the Aloch is, as we spoke many times, that somebody who's a farmer has to give off Trumas and Maestris. So now I go and I buy produce from somebody. How do I know he took off Trumas and Maestris? It's a Muna, because he has to be trustworthy that I believe him. Taisus calls to Yerushalmi, Farash Yerushalmi, Shemam and Bechaya Ha'ilam V'Zareyah. Somebody who has a Muna plants. So I saw from the Strik of a Rebbe, he asks, only somebody who has a Muna plants? And somebody, every farmer is a Baal Amuna, is a Baal Betachin. There are no farmers who are not Baal Betachin. So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, you know, anybody in business has to be a Baal Betachin, has to have a Muna. Because, you know, if you have a business, who says the customer is going to come to you? And who says if the customer comes, he's going to buy? And who says that you have what the customer wants? It's an interaction between two people that, you know, you need siyata d'shmai to be successful. But if somebody plants something in the ground and he's not a Baal Bitachin, he's not a Baal Amuna, he believes, you know why it's growing? Because I put the seeds into the ground and it grows. Of course, what's the big deal? Somebody who plants and doesn't get tripped up in thinking that it's koi kriv'oitzim yadi, doesn't get tripped up in thinking that he is the one that controls it, he is the real Baal Amuna. Itecha zesay demayr. Itecha means times. It refers to Yom Tovim, which are on different times, Shabbos. Chaysim zesay denoshim. Refers to Noshim because Chaysim means Yerusha, and through our families, through our wives, we have Yarshim. Yeshua zesay denazikin. Because zesay denazikin talks about interpersonal relationships on a monetary level, that like that we stay out of harming each other. Chachm zesay dekotshim. Because you need a lot of chokhmah to understand kachim. The das, so say the taharis, which we'll see soon, is even harder. But Phil Achi says the Gemara, Yiras Hashem, he oitzrei. The real treasure is Yerushmayim. Amarav, b'shosh machnisim adam l'din. When a person comes to lachar mei v'esrim, v'din v'cheshbin, oim loy nosata v'nosata v'muna. So Mepharshim explain, posh b'shosh nosata v'nosata v'muna, is were you honest in business? So Farshim saying, what about a person who's not in business? But a person who's not in business, are they going to ask him that question? So the answer is, even a person who's not in business has to be honest. You have to be honest. If you're supposed to learn, you're supposed to be in yeshiva all the time. Another pshat is, Nasatav and Nasatav Amuna, did you bring people closer to Amuna? Did you do things to help people that weren't believing in God, but Amuna now should have Amuna Hashem? Kavati to Matayra. So the Gra says kavata. The pasuk says v'koyva koyveyam nefesh. Kavata means to steal. Sometimes kavati, you have to steal time to learn. There's always an excuse not to learn. You have to steal the time to learn. There's a very interesting taisus. Taisus in Masechta Sanhedrin says that here the Gemara says the first question is nasata nasata b'muna, And the second question is Kvati Tumat Torah. There it says that when we'll get Oinish, first it'll be on Bittul Torah, and then it'll be on not being honest. So the Gemara says just the opposite. I'm going to say too much. Tais was asked the question. The Gemara has the order reversed. So Tais says, in terms of questions, the first question is Nasatim Nasat Mamuna, and then they ask you Kavati to Matira. When it comes to giving Einish, it goes the other way. First, it's for Bittul Torah, and then for Nasatim Nasat Mamuna. So the question is obvious. It should go in order. The way you're asked is the way you get your scharva einish. So the mafreshim say a lot of pshatim. One pshat is, let's say a person wasn't honest. You know why he wasn't honest? Because he didn't learn. Had he learned, he would have known how to act properly and be honest. That's one pshat. The Bnei Yisachar says a different pshat. He says, kavati itim l'tayra, nesatim nesat b'muna, is like this. A person will say, I worked. Because I was always working. I didn't have time to learn. So we're going to tell him, if you would have learned and you would have made time to learn, you would have had time to learn. It's depending on what you do with your time, that's what you'll have. The next thing is a sakta b'pirvu review. Did you have a family? So the Mashah says a beautiful vart here. What did it say a sakta b'pirvu review? It should have said kiyamta b'pirvu review. Did you have children? What should have sakta? So he says, the Gemara doesn't mean about being married and having children. The Gemara means that you do things to help people have children. Were you busy with Shaduchim, helping people? A Sakta. Were you busy helping Puri Rivia? Not your own, for Klal Yisrael. I saw that the Leif Simcha, the Ger Rebbe, so he was a Rebbe, so he couldn't be a Shatchan. So he used to go around, give Shatchanim money. He says, I can't be a Shatchan, I'm a Rebbe. But the Gemara says here, a Sakta be Puri Rivia. Everybody has an obligation to help people have get married, so this is the way I'm participating. It's a piece of Yeshua. Did you hope for Mashiach? Papalta bit Chachma. Did you learn Chachma? And every one of these things lines up with what we learned before. This is Kachim. He wanted Davar mitoich Davar, which is Taris. If Yad Yerushmayim in Eloi Loi, if not, it's worthless. Mashal Adam Loi Shluchai. It's like somebody asks an agent of his. Heli Ker Chitun Laliyah. I'm buying from you a measure of wheat. Holach v'halaloi, and he brought him. Omlai irafteli by kaf chumtim. Chumtim was a type of earth that they used to mix with the wheat to keep as a preservative. Omlai lav. So he says, no, I didn't mix in the preservative. Omlai mutvim loyalei, so then I don't need it. Because without Yerushamayim, the Torah is nothing. And Tanir Rav Shmuel, ma'arv odim kaf chumtim karish tfuah. You buy from me tfuah. I'm supposed to mix in some sand. I don't have to worry that I'm being dishonest. You bought from me wheat and I'm giving you sand. And the Beis Halevi says, from here we see, and the Nefesh Chaim says it, from here we see that a person has the obligation not just to learn Torah, Gemara, Halacha. He has to learn Musar, and he has to learn Sfarim that bring Yerushamayim. The only thing is, they say you have to have the proper balance. Because what would be if I buy from you wheat and you give me mostly sand? Then I'm a ganef. So you have to have the proper balance. Amr Rabba Bachana, Kol Adam Shiesh by Torah. If somebody learns Torah, Ein by Yerushamayim, but he doesn't have any Yerushamayim, Doim L'Gizbar, he's like a treasurer, Shemasru Loi Mavteichas Apnimius, they give him the keys to the inside, the house, Mavteichas Apnimius, but the outside door, those kings Loi Masru Loi, Bahai Ayil. So here we see that Yerushamayim is the key to getting into Torah. Machrus Rav Yanai. Yet we find Rav Yanai said, Chaval adles leidarta. It's a pity in somebody who doesn't have a house, v'tara ledarta of it. He made a gatehouse. So here it's mashmah that Torah is the outside. So what is it? Is it the outside or the inside? The answer is you need both. You need Torah and Yerushamayim. Torah brings Yerushamayim, and Yerushamayim brings Torah. Om Rav Yehuda, Leibar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es alomoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, El Kadesh Shirim Ufanav. The people should become Yirei Shemayim. Shenema Velkim Asa Shirim Ufanav. And the first one explained, Olamoy. What's that? His world. It says, in the higher world, the Malachim have no challenge. They have no Bechira. Olamoy, in this world, is where we have a challenge with Yirei Shemayim, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, that we should have Yirei Shemayim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yasri. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Loza was sitting. Chol of Oslo, Rabbi Yaakov bar Akiv. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Akiv passed them. Om lechad v'chavrei, nekem kamei. Let's get up in front of Rabbi Yaakov. The gavar dechol chatonhu. He's a person who's scared to do an aver. He's a Yerushmayim. Om lech edoch. So the other person said, nekem kamei. Let's get up in front of him. The gavar bar uyunhu. He's a Talmud Chacham. Om lamina loch ano the gavar dechol chatonhu. I told you he's a Yerushmayim. Vamidli at bar Uyinhu, and you're telling me he's a Talmud Chacham. Yerushmayim is much more the Talmud Chacham. So now the question is, who's the one that felt the Yerushmayim is the bigger Maila, and who's the one that felt the Torah is the bigger Maila? Says the Gemara, Tastayim the Rebbe Lazar, who Talmud Tavar, the Chil Chatanu, that Yerushmayim is the biggest advantage. Dama Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rebbe Lazar, as Rabbi Yochanan said a name from Rebbe Lazar, we just learned it, Ein Lo Lakar Shpoch, by Lomai, El Yerushmayim Bilvad. Shenemar, Vata Yisrael Ma Hashem El Kecha Shol Mi'imach, Kim Lira. All God asks of us is Yerushmayim. V'ksiv, V'yoyim L'adam, Hein Yerushem Hi Chachma. The only thing is, Hein means the only thing as we see. Shekein V'loshin Yevani, Karim L'achas, Hein. The only thing that counts is Yerushmayim. Who says all this? Rebbe Lozer. This time that Rebbe Lozer must have been the person that felt the Yerushmayim was the more chashva thing. There's a very nice word from the Gra. The Gra says like this, if you take the first 10 letters of the alabes, so let's say you take an aleph. An aleph and a tes, if you combine them, will be 10. 1 plus 9. 2 plus 8. 5 has no number that you could combine it with that'll make up the number 10. The only number that 5 can combine with is 5. The same thing when you go to the tens. 10 plus 90 is 100. 20 plus 80. 50, the only other number that 50 combines with to make up 100 is 50. Hain, the word Hain, is made up of 5 plus 50. Just like HaKadosh Baruch, just like these letters represent that they're unique, that the only one in their type, so too is the Eibishter a Yochad Miyuchad, the only one. Darash of Ula, Maidik Siv, Ater Shaharbe, don't do a lot of averus. So ask the Gemara, Harbe de la Hersha, you don't do big averus. Al Mat Lirsha, Hamat Lirsha, little ones, yeah. Al Misha Achel Shum, let's say somebody ate garlic, Vrecha Noidif, and he has bad breath. Yachs Viachel Shum, so should eat some more garlic. So you should have an even bigger problem, but means that don't do any averus. Darsh Rava Baruvula, Ma'idik Siv, a pasuk in Tehillim, Ke'ein Chatzuvais Lemosam Uvari Ulam. This pasuk refers to the Rishoyim's attitude to the world. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Loidayin LeRishoyim She'ein Charedim VeTzev Miyom Meisa. Not bad enough is it that the Rishoyim aren't in fear of the Yom HaMisa, of the Day of Death. El Shaliba Barlam Kulam. They walk around strong, they're not worried about anything. Behind the Amar Rava, that's what Rava says, Maidik Siv, Zer Darkam, this is their path, Kesalomai. What's that, Kesalomai? Yudayin Rishayim Shadakal Misa. The Rishayim know that they're going to die, because everybody's going to die, unfortunately. However, Yeshlam Chelev Akislam, they have a layer of fat on their kidneys. Like we said already, they believe that the seat of wisdom was the kidneys. So they have this layer of fat that Pashut makes them stupid, that they shouldn't realize. Shemet Taimah Shechi Mehen. Maybe they forgot. They don't realize that people die. Tamalayim Vachrisem Vachreim Befiyem Yirtoselo. They speak about their end, about their death with their mouths. They know what's going to happen. They just don't want to recognize what that means and what's going to happen. Lachem Eves, they're going to have to give a Din V'cheshvin. We go back to Masechta Shabbos. K'chas Alaner. So we learned, let's review what we learned yesterday in the Mishnah. On the bottom of Chaf Tesim Beis, the Mishnah said like this: Chassal in there, somebody didn't want his lamp. He didn't want his lamp to be burning. Chassal a shemen, he didn't want to use up his oil. Chassal a psila, he didn't want to use up his wick, and he extinguishes the fire because of it. The Tanakhama says chayif. Rabbi Yosi paiti mekulam. Rabbi Yosi says pater. Chus min a psila, except when he's extinguishing because he wants to save the wick. Mnei shayis pechem, because he's making a charcoal on the wick. So now we have to understand Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi commands Tfilah. Because let's review. Yesterday we discussed the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. Rabbi Yehuda says Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa Yechayiv. What do we say? Yesterday we established a test for Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. do you need to do this, or would you prefer that the whole thing never happened? Like we said with the dead person in the house. You would prefer not to have a dead person to carry out. Here too, you don't want to extinguish the fire because you have a purpose in the extinguishing fire. For your part, it would be better that it wasn't on. Now that it's on, you're extinguishing it. So that's a melachah she'eina tzrich l'gufa. So if Rabbi Yossi holds that a melachah she'eina tzrich l'gufa is chayiv, so even the person who's extinguishing the lamp because he's worried about the lamp or he's worried about the oil should also be chayiv, because melach shenet tzrich leguf is chayiv. V'ikrav Shimon, if you're going to tell me he holds like Rav Shimon Sfirlei that a melach shenet tzrich leguf is potter, so psila nami lifter, so he should really be potter even in the case of psila, because he's not doing it with the creative constructive purpose that Rav Shimon requires. So Gemara says two truths. Amma ulal oilam Rabbi Yehuda Sfirlei. Rabbi Yossi really holds like Rabbi Yehuda. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say Yepater by Kechas al Aner and Kechas al Shimon? For Kesava Rabbi Yossi, Soyser Amnas Livnas from Kaima have a Soyser. Amnas Livnas Shloim from Kaima have a Soyser. So let's explain this line. One of the rules in Melacha Shabbos is that the Melacha has to be a constructive act, not a destructive act. So the question is that every soiser is a destructive act. When you extinguish something, you're destroying it. You're destroying the fire. So why are you chayif? So the answer is, if you destroy something in order to build, so it's soisa amanas livnois, and then it's considered a constructive act. So if somebody's extinguishing a candle because he's worried about the oil, he's worried about the lamp, that size, even if he's going to eventually relight it, but he's not going to relight it, it's not going to be the same fire. The next fire, this is the way Rashi explains, you may use the same oil, you may use the same lamp, but that's not the same fire, it's a whole new thing. The wick, however, is the same wick. You're taking a wick, you're blowing it out, and then you're going to use the exact same wick. So now the Gemara is very gishmak. And a chanami, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that melach shenet tzrich legufa yechayif. What's the reason you potter here? Not because melach shenet tzrich legufa. You potter because it's a destructive act. However, in destructive acts that are done amanash livnois b'mekoymoi, then you'll be chayif. But from the three reasons that you're extinguishing the fire, the only one that's amanash livnois b'mekoymoi is by the psila. Now we'll learn the Gemara inside again. If you're doing it on the purpose to rebuild the same thing in the same place, that means you're going to use the same seal or the same wick, that's a soyser that you're chayiv for. However, which is the oil and the lamp, lo yav a soyser. Amalei Rava. So Rava asks a question. Michti. What is the basis? We said this many times already. What is the model for Malacha Shabbos? Whatever was a Malach in the Mishkan. The Hossam, what did they do by the mission? They took it apart. Amnas livnois shlemekaymai. They took it apart. Then they went wherever Hashem told us to go, and they rebuilt it. So it wasn't amnas livnois shlemekaymai. So if the Mishkan is the model for malachis, we see that you don't have to have soiser amnas livnois shlemekaymai. Amalei shani Hossam. There it's different. Kim diksiv api Hashem yachnu. Wherever they went or wherever they came was by Hashem's directive. It's Kesayis Amnas Livnes Mekaymai Domai. That's considered Amnas Livnes Mekaymai. Because we went everywhere because Hashem told us to go. What's Pshat in the Gemara? So I saw a beautiful Pshat. Pshat in the Gemara from Avtali Trop. He says like this. Let's say a person is traveling from Manhattan to Brooklyn. So what do we say about this person? Now I'm in Manhattan, and then I'm in Brooklyn. But let's say you have a child, you have a little baby, and it's going with its mother. And the mother is traveling from Manhattan to Brooklyn. Would you say that the child is in Manhattan? Would you say the child is in Brooklyn? You wouldn't say that. You say the child is with its mother. Wherever the mother is, that's where the child is. We in the Midbar were with Hashem. Wherever Hashem was, that's where we were. So that's, the Mekaymai is Hashem. And Hashem is where we are all the time. That's why in the Midbar, it was Soysam Nas Livnas Mekaymai. But here, if you take apart a house to put it somewhere else, it will be Sois Amnas Livnois Shalaybim Kaimai. That's the way Ula explains Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yochanan says no, a different explanation than Rav Yossi. Loilam Krav Shim Tzvirlei. Rav Yossi really agrees with Rav Shimon the Melach Shin Tzrich Gufa is Potter. Aye, so why when you extinguish a candle because you want to save the wick, are you chayiv? Or maishna psila? Says the Gemara, k'dam Rav Humnun of Idahem Rav Adber Hava, hocha b'psila shetzarach l'hav v'skinen. As we spoke already, they used to singe the wicks because like that, it would light and burn better. So when you're extinguishing this wick, you're doing it for the purpose of having a better wick. It's a constructive act. And let's use our test. Do you want to extinguish it? Yes, I do. Because that's the way I'll have a better wick. The Behi, such a case, I feel Rav Shimon might become a Sakamana. I'm making a Keli. I'm doing a constructive act, which even Rav Shimon agrees is a Melach on Shabbos. Amar Rava. So Rava says, I'll bring you a Raya, I'll bring you a proof that Rav Yochanan's explanation of the Mishnah is correct. Dekanami, the Tani, it says in our Mishnah, the last words of our Mishnah was, Rav Yossi says, Yechayiv, Sha'oisa Psila, because he's making, Sha'oisa Pechim, because he's making a charcoal, making a better wick. V'loch Tani, Mimnesh Nas Pechim. Why does the Mishnah say, because he's making? It should have said, because that's what happens. Shmami no, because that's his goal. His goal is to make a better wick. And since his goal is to make a better wick, it's a melacha she'ein tzrich legufa, and a melacha tzrich legufa, you're making a wick, and you're chayiv. So here we learned, that's the Gemara, just one thing, a very interesting tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. You know, there was a big shaila that started already then, about opening an umbrella on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should be noig not to open an umbrella on Shabbos. But the truth of the matter is, from our Gemara, the Chasam Sofer says, we have proof that you are allowed to open an umbrella. Because every time you open an umbrella, you're not building something with a constructive purpose that it should remain forever. You're opening it with the purpose that it should be open while you need it because it's raining or whatever, and then you close it. That's not amnas livnois. It's not for something that's permanent. And that's why he says that there would be a reason to say that you should be allowed to open an umbrella. And the truth is that the umbrellas they had in those times were much more complicated than the umbrellas that we have now. Those times, when they opened an umbrella, they didn't have the mechanism we have. They used to have to tie the sides of the... They had like strings coming down from the side, and they used to tie it to the stick in the middle. We don't even have to do that, so there was already more of a binyan. And still the Chasam Sofer says that that's not considered binyan because it's not permanent. Certainly what we do, and taking it apart, is also not permanent because you're constantly opening it and closing. Certainly in our umbrellas, there's no chiv deraisa, but the Nida Behuda already was very machmer, not opening and closing in umbrellas. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Neshmir Shabbos Kol Chosoi, all the Achroinim, the Paiskim say that we should not use an umbrella on Shabbos.